Shea Porter said in a fundraising email back in May that she was, quote, ready to win this seat back, and declined to say explicitly if she was planning another run. But today, she filed a statement of candidacy with the Federal Elections Commission, which allows her to raise and spend money in a congressional campaign. That could make for an interesting race. She and embattled Republican incumbent Frank Ginta have been trading back and forth in the seat since 2006, and this would mark the fourth time in a row the two have squared off. There's a new wrinkle this time, though, as Ginta has come under fire for accepting illegal campaign contributions from his parents in 2010, and he will likely be challenged in the primary. Shea Porter will need to clear a primary as well. Businessman Sean O'Connor of Bedford has already entered the Democratic race. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.